Hillary Clinton is back on the campaign trail today after taking the first part of the week off to recover from pneumonia. She'll be speaking in North Carolina. Donald Trump spoke today at the Economic Club of New York. Trump's own economics have come under scrutiny, though. He has yet to release his tax returns. And reporter David Farenthold of The Washington Post has been looking into Trump's charitable giving and joins us now by Skype. David, welcome.
It's great to be here.
Well, first, tell us more about the Donald J. Trump Foundation. There is no board, no staff. His family runs it. How much does it give out every year and to whom?
Well, it gives out around $900,000 a year, thereabouts. And the donations, it's interesting. A lot of wealthy people pick a cause. They pick cancer research or their alma mater, something that they give a lot of money to year after year. Trump's foundation is not like that. Its donations basically track his social life and his business life. A lot of what he does to make money at his Mar-a-Lago club in Palm Beach is rented out for big charity balls that can pay him like $270,000 in one night. So a lot of what he does is give money to the people who pay him money, and often in much smaller amounts than they're going to give him. So he'll give a donation to one of these groups that has an event at Mar-a-Lago and sometimes actually show up and buy a table.
And a lot of the money that the foundation is giving away is not his money, right? It's money that other people have given to the foundation.
That's right. In fact, Trump has not given any money to his foundation since 2008. He did give money in the past, but he actually had spent it all to where he was down to $4,000 in the foundation at the end of 2006. And since then, he's rebuilt it basically entirely with other people's money.
Do we know how much he's given away of his own money in total? Because you look at people like Bill and Melinda Gates and Warren Buffett and Michael Bloomberg, who have all pledged to give away most of their wealth. What about Trump?
I've looked back since the 1980s, and the best that I can tell is total, Trump has given away somewhere around $8 or $9 million. And that includes the $1 million he gave to veterans this year when, under media pressure, he made good on that promise that he made in Iowa to give $1 million of his own money. So less than $10 million over his lifetime that I can tell.
The Washington Post went back and looked at some of Trump's charitable contributions and found that the charities didn't remember getting them or couldn't find any records. And then some of them did find records. What can you tell us about that? Some individual donations.
Right. So we looked back at the donations that the Donald J. Trump Foundation listed, told the IRS it had given out. And there are some cases, it turns out that their accounting methods were actually not very good. And so there were some cases where they listed donations to people who didn't get them. They listed a donation to a charity in Vermont, and actually they'd given the money to another charity with the same name in Palm Beach. They listed a donation to a children's hospital in Omaha that's completely perplexed as to why Trump would have thought they got money. The most interesting one of these actually is one from 2013. So in 2013, as your listeners probably know, Trump gave this political gift from his foundation to a political committee associated with Pam Bondi, the attorney general in Florida.
Right.
You can't do that. The IRS rules say that if you're a nonprofit, you can't give your money to political causes. What's interesting, though, is that when Trump filed his tax return for his foundation that year, he didn't tell the IRS he had made this illegal political contribution. Instead, he told the IRS that he'd given that money, the $25,000, to a totally different group with a similar sounding name in Kansas. So he left off the real but illegal transaction and told the IRS about what would have been a legal transaction, but it was fake. It didn't exist.
There are also questions about whether he violated IRS rules by using donor money to buy a painting of himself.
Yes, there's another thing you can't do. IRS rules say that if you're the charity's leader, you can't take the money in the charity and buy things for yourself. And so in 2007, Trump was at a gala, a charity event at Mar-a-Lago, his club in Florida. And the night's entertainment was a speed painter, a guy who paints five paintings in 40 minutes. So he paints a painting of Trump in 5 minutes and then auctions it off. Trump's wife, Melania, buys it for $20,000. Now, that's fine, but you got to use your own money. And in this case, Trump used the money out of his foundation, and you're not allowed to do that. And so the question is, what did he do with the painting? In theory, if he'd found a charitable use for a 6-foot-tall giant painting of himself, that would be okay. But if he just kept it to decorate his home or one of his golf clubs, that's not okay.
It may surprise people also to think that somebody who claims they have more than $10 billion would be so worried about spending $20,000 on a painting of their own money.
That's right. One of the interesting things about this is a lot of wealthy people will spend money to save time, right, to save effort. And Trump, it seems like the opposite. In a lot of cases we've found, he puts in what seems like a lot of effort for a billionaire to avoid spending his own money, to find somebody else who can pay for these things that he wants, or these things that pay for these donations that he wants to give.
Do you think that all of this scrutiny of Trump's charitable giving is going to push him to release his tax returns?
It's hard for me to know. I mean, it may be that even if the answer is that Trump has given no money out of his own pocket, if we would learn that from his tax returns, that would not be the most damaging thing in his tax return. So it's hard for me to say, because I don't really know what the stakes are for him. He knows what's in them.
That's David Farenthold, who covers the presidential race for The Washington Post and has done some great reporting about Donald Trump's charitable giving. David, thank you.
Thank you.